WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It's still sweltering hot across much of the nation. However, fall and much cooler weather is not really that far off. So let's talk about frost. When temperatures drop below freezing and the temperature reaches the dew or frost point, the ice on the ground is termed frost or frozen dew. Now, frost forms in basically two ways. It can occur by deposition or by freezing. Depositional frost is also known as white frost or hoar frost. This type of frost occurs when the dew point is below freezing. When this frost forms, the moisture or water vapor goes directly to the solid state. Now, depositional frost will cover cars, vegetation, or other outside items with ice crystals. If the depositional frost is thick enough, it can resemble a light snowfall. Frost that forms due to the freezing of liquid water is known as frozen dew. Initially, both the dew point and temperature are above freezing when dew forms. Long-wave radiational cooling gradually lowers the temperature to or below freezing during the night. Cold air advection can also do that trick. Once the temperature falls to freezing, the condensed dew droplets freeze. Now, frozen dew will look different than white frost, since frozen dew does not have the crystal patterns of white frost. White frost tends to look whiter, while frozen dew tends to look slicker and is more difficult to see. Depending on the temperature, frost or frozen dew can be difficult to deal with. If temperatures are near freezing, say about 29 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the ice is fairly easy to scrape off car windows. It's also quicker to warm up the car windows to above freezing with the defroster when temperatures are near freezing. Now, once temperatures drop into the mid-20s and below, the ice becomes more difficult to remove. It requires more effort to remove that ice from the car's windows, and it also will take longer to warm up the car windows to above freezing. Now there, don't you feel at least a few degrees cooler already? If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.